Hi there. It's currently 2 a.m., July 15th, and if you're listening to this, then you might probably be wondering what's the noise in the background. It's actually my air conditioner going off. It's a very hot night. So I have my air conditioner on, and I probably shouldn't be recording an audio in such a state where I am very sleepy and should probably be sleeping right now because I have work in literally 5 hours from now. But I couldn't sleep and I had thoughts in my mind, and I decided maybe recording myself talk to myself for a few minutes probably would help to put me to sleep. So this is my third episode on this podcast, and thus far I haven't really had any kind of feedback. Well, zero feedback actually, because no one has listened to the podcast as yet. I definitely would like to have somebody listen to it, you know. Doesn't have to be a Joe Rogan level of attention, but you know, whenever you do something, you would like to see that it's getting received one way or the other. Even bad feedback is better than no feedback. Anyway, so the thoughts that I had in my mind right now were basically related to life in general and how things change over time. You know, one minute everything seems to be going well, then the next few minutes everything is chaos. Very rarely do you have a continuous series of great days, you know, unless perhaps, you know, your life is a complete fantasy. And a lot of people seem to have amazing life, at least from the outside world, you know. Like, we look at celebrities and or someone that's very successful, and we could only imagine the kind of life that they're living. We assume it to be quite a rewarding experience, and for many of us it might be something we will never achieve. As I lay in my bed right now, I thinking about, you know, well, does it all matter? You know, I'll go to work in a few hours and I'll be doing a job that nobody gives me credit for, no matter how well I do it. Sometimes it feels like it's better to do your bare minimum and just come back home, because you're gonna have the same attention whether or not you do your job well or you do it well enough to keep your job the next day. And that's quite depressing sometimes when you know that the thing that you spend most of your life doing is worth nothing, really. Most of my life is spent working. Even on the weekends, I don't leave the house. I'm usually in my room all day working on projects or ideas that I have, you know, write in different articles and or just watching videos sometimes. You know, different kind of videos, funny videos, educational videos, whatever I'm in the mood for. I would like to be involved in more outdoor activities, but it's hard for me to go outside, and I don't know, a lot of people feel this way, and I don't want to blame it on depression or anything like that, because it might not be, it could be, but I try not to diagnose myself too much, because then I should probably not have health insurance, and I could save some money. But doing something every day that brings no joy to your life is very taxing. Yes, you get an income and you get to pay your bills and so on, but there has to be more to life than just surviving, you know. Like, I have so many dreams and so many things that I wanted to achieve. This is one of the reasons why I don't have a social media account. Not because, well, I have a social media account because I see people that I used to know living these amazing lives, and it could all be fake, but you know, they're faking very much more than I could. And it's not that I don't feel happy for those people, but by now I would expect myself to have reached that same level of success and, you know, achieve something in my life. It's not that I'm not a hard worker. I work very hard for everything that I do. I've always done well in school. I've always been nice to the people around me, but I don't know, it seems like I just can't get the break. I at my job, I'm probably the hardest worker there, and I know what I do for the company, and I know what they owe me, and many people in management would say that, you know, you're doing a good job. Yet, they won't promote me. They won't give me a raise. And when I do get credit, it's just a 10-second thank you. You know, I don't need to get praised every day like some kind of demigod or anything like that. All I want is to feel like my life has some value, and as of right now, it doesn't feel that way. I thought by making this podcast, it would give me an outlet to express myself, and you know, I tried other things. I tried YouTube before, but that didn't work so well. It's pretty much the same as this, where nobody was looking at the videos. And to be honest, I wasn't consistent, you know, always uploading every single day. I would upload for like a few days, and then when I noticed that there was no views, I just quit, because you know, it's hard to keep yourself motivated to do something that you see no return on. Yet one, it can be argued that I still go and do my job every day at work where I don't see any returns, but I go in and I do my job harder than everyone else. But the argument is different because I earn an income there. And it's amazing how important an income is and how much we are willing to sacrifice to earn an income. You know, we would do something that we hate for the rest of our life just to be able to pay our bills, support our families. You know, we're the only species on this planet that actually pay to be here. We developed this system of currency and economics that basically forces most of the population into barely surviving, and then the top 3% to continuously thriving. And not to say that those at the bottom can't make it to the top, because absolutely there's many examples where people that didn't have any kind of wealth became very successful in their lives and their career. So it can happen, but luck definitely needs to play a significant role in the success of anyone. Even the hardest working person needs some level of luck in order to be successful. You know, you could have the best business idea in the world, but if you're not able to meet the right people at the right time, or say the right thing in the right time, you know, it's so random, and you can't predict these things sometimes, and that is quite complicated, and that's why life is so hard. Most people are living unfulfilled lives, doing mindless tasks every day. I thought that by getting a degree, well, you know, I got my degree because I wanted to be a doctor, but after I finished my bachelor's, I couldn't go to med school because of the cost, and I had to help support my family. So I started to work, and I thought if I got a master's degree whilst I was working, that would help me to get a better job. Now I have a master's degree and I'm still at the same job with no promotion, no raise, no nothing. And I don't know, it just kind of ties into my last podcast where I talked about certificates and stuff like that. And I don't know, it's a really difficult thing to be alive, and but you just have to keep trying until something happens, something works. I personally haven't seen any 5-step program that is going to guarantee you success, or at least get you closer to success. You know, I've been reading this book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and, you know, a lot of people say that book helps them and so on, but it really isn't. So far, I haven't seen anything that make me go like, wow. It's like main common sense concepts that you practice every day. But that could just be me reading it. And I don't know. Well, it's getting pretty late now, and I'm only going to have a few hours to sleep before work. So I'll end this episode here, and get a new one out soon, and hopefully somebody will stop by and listen and continue the conversation with me, and let's see if we have some of the same ideas and some of the things that I see are things that are going on in your mind as well. Until next time, see you.